So Rex, this is what I have working, and I should have it for you to try out tomorrow. And it's a little app that runs on your Mac, and you just leave it running. You put it in your dock, and you just leave it there. And it has a little bit of little display, and on that display is the last item that I've posted either to my blog or my link blog or a picture that I posted. I use Flickr for that, and I don't know how the pictures come through actually, because I haven't done one in a while. And then there are actually a couple of other feeds that just don't update very often, but they don't look like feeds. Basically, they're like individual news items that are actually very much patterned after tweets. They look like tweets, but they also expand. So if there's like, a blog post that I wrote on Scripting News, not all of them, and I want all of them to do this, but right now, just ones that are have headlines and then text underneath them, then they show up, all the text shows up there. But it's tucked away. You have to expand it to see it. So they don't look different. So there's a little wedge next to the headline. And if you click the wedge, it opens up. And it's real time, so it gets the notification within, less than a second after I post it. So it's got the real time property of a Twitter or a Facebook. You're just getting it right away. So it's not like an RSS reader. And it's not like a lot of feeds. It's just me. In fact, the name of the app is Instant Dave. So, like, it's not instant articles or instant messages. It's just instant Dave. It's instant me. And this is very much the point. It's just you're getting what I think you ought to have. And it's quite possible that what I think everybody ought to have might also include some other people. In fact, probably will. But I hope it will. It has to be good stuff, right? Sort of has to be interesting. It has to be the kind of stuff that I would pass along. That's really all it has to be. So nobody here will be trying to write for me. Hopefully. Really hope not. But just, we'll get a chance to sample each other's stuff. And right now, it isn't that. It's just, you're getting my stuff. The next step after that is there's going to be a way for you to type something in. Just a note to yourself. About something that you'll be able to find later, hopefully. However, I will also be able to see it, and so will the people that follow you. It's not private. Definitely not trying to make something private here. It's all public, but you should think of it like this is just a note. This is just something that occurred to me. That's the way I think about what I call my blog these days. It isn't really about everybody. It's, although I do like to use it as a platform, sometimes it really helps me get problems solved just to have other people, look at it and give me their ideas. I ask for them. I have an open request right now, which isn't going very well, asking for some help with a programming problem. The thing you gave me yesterday about CityBike, that was absolutely perfect. In every way. It was just because it is something that we are both very interested in, and you actually had something to say, and it added information, and it was a great prototype. So hopefully I'll remember to offer that as an example of the kind of engagement that's actually worth something. And most of the engagement you get on social networks is crap. I mean, if you really just step back and evaluate it, and don't worry about hurting anybody's feelings, you're not going to tell them what you think. Just decide for yourself. Like, is there any value in any of this? I mean, somebody posts the same old tired talking points that you hear on TV, and you go, like, does he really think that I haven't heard that about 80,000 times? Why is he doing it? And it makes me sad because he's doing it because he needs it, or she needs attention, and that's not why I'm here, especially when I've never heard of the person. It's like, come on. It's like somebody on the subway who stands up and says, I need a lot of love. I really need love. It would really creep me out if people did that. I would live somewhere else. I certainly would live somewhere else if that was sort of standard operating behavior. I mean, you just would never see that happen. Anyway, I'm very excited about this because this feels very good. I love it. Even when I hear my own messages come in, you get in, like, you also get a desktop notification too. So like if you don't have the app up front, it's okay. You get it. It's like one of those annoying things that comes through that way. And you can't turn it off. I'm sorry. I was pretty sure that was the next question. Oh, I'm sure there's a way to turn it off, Rex thinks to himself. And Dave immediately corrects him and says, well, you know, not really. Anyway, okay. So that's the next step. And the step after that will be... And it won't happen right away, I don't think. I don't want to do it right away. I like doing these things slowly and deliberately so that when it's all over, you know, when this little bootstrap thing, success or failure or whatever, hopefully a success, we can go back and say, well, you know, we had that period of 3 weeks where we couldn't write and it was frustrating, but it actually had value in this way or that. And, you know, and there's plenty of other places to write. I mean, you know, just, it's probably not going to make a whole lot of sense to anybody else. So, and then I have lots of other things I want to do. If this thing works, I want to go talk to DuckDuckGo and say, hey, would you like to work with us on, you know, a search engine for this little community we're putting together? And it'll, hopefully it'll be a prototype for other similar communities. And if they don't want to do it, then, well, I bet you can probably find search engines on GitHub these days. Probably a number of them are even good. So, you know, and if we have to, yeah, we write our own. The way I think of it is like, imagine the blogosphere didn't exist. And we're living in a world that's dominated by Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and blah, 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 blah. And these things are like becoming, this is my feeling, they're becoming more and more irrelevant every fucking day. Just crowded with garbage that I don't really care about. It's worse than TV. It's worse than the worst TV. It's just really awful. It reminds me of that, well, we, you know, there might be other things we can do here with the same technology. So imagine we're like, you know, young people and we're looking at this. Look what the shit these old people did. Come on, we can make something better out of this. You know, let's work on it. So it's not like going back to what we had. It's not the same world, you know. It's definitely not the same world. A lot of things are a lot better, you know, in terms of the technology, way better. Oh my God, it's like night and day. I mean, I can run a server for, I don't know, $20 a month. I can run a server that could serve thousands and thousands of people. I just haven't got thousands and thousands of people. But I have the servers. If I need to do that, I will be able to do that. Because all the shit that I'm using has scaled up to very, very high volume. And so all that's missing are the people. And I'm sure there'll be scaling problems too. I have no idea. I'm using basic WebSocket technology. And I've never built something that had a lot of users with it. But there are things out there that can scale up. I mean, I can see it. Twitter does it. You get the real-time communication. They're serving tens of millions of people. And Facebook, billions of people, hundreds of millions of people on at the same time. And they somehow get me the notification very, very quickly. So it's doable. It's definitely doable. And there are people who know how to do it. All we need is excitement. So that's what's coming up next. And you and me and maybe a couple of other people. I mean, I'm going to offer it to everybody who reads my blog. But I'm not expecting a groundswell. I just want a few people. That's all. I'll be happy with that. And then let's go the next step. And it'll be worth your while because I get good links. I get really good links. Well, I'll make sure there are a lot of bicycle links too. Okay? All right, Rex. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.